What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Although no deaths from COVID-19 have been recorded in the last 24 hours, an increase in new infections is reported when 3,307 new cases were detected on Tuesday, reported the Ministry of Health. These cases were detected after applying 15,357 tests. Now, this showed a positivity of 21.5%. The number of deaths remains unchanged at 8,194, according to the report. There are 16,104 active cases, of which 15,956 are in home isolation and 155 are hospitalized. Those in isolation, they're divided into 15,921 at home and 35 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized, we have 132 patients in the wards and 16 patients in the intensive care unit. The corregimientos and the districts with the highest number of positive cases in the last 24 hours are San Francisco in Panama, Rufino, Alfaro, San Miguelito, Juan Diaz, Panama, Chitre, Herrera, and Bella Vista, Panama. At least 12 people were arrested on Tuesday. This is on the second day of the general strike called by the Coalition of Unity for Colón, or known as CUCO. Among those detained are the leaders of the movement, Edgardo Voitier and Román Macías. Well, yesterday in this province were clashes between officials of the National Police and demonstrators from Colón. As a result of the disturbances, an agent of the National Police was wounded by a bullet in the chest. He was taken to the emergency room at Manuel Amador Guerrero Hospital in Colón, but around about 4:30 p.m. he was transferred to a hospital in the capital city in a helicopter of the National Aeronaval Service. Several road closures were maintained in addition to Cuatro Altos. Those blockades occurred in El Vente, Limón, Sabanitas, La Feria, Gatuncillo, Buena Vista, and Villa Guadalupe. All this happened on the second day of the general strike called by CUCO, as the government did not return a response to the demands for the execution of projects, control of fuel prices, and other requests from civil society. From 7:45 a.m. on Tuesday, tempers flared, which later caused riot police and coloneses protesters to clash in Cuatro Altos. Stones, tear gas, and bottles were thrown in the area. At Cuatro Altos, there was also the deputy of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, Jair Salazar, accompanied by a group of people dressed in white. The constitution that establishes that you can travel freely is being violated. We are going peacefully and you are provoking, said the PRD deputy. Another deputy who was at the protest was Pedro Torres from the Panamanista Party. It's a lack of respect, Torres commented on the actions used by police officers to suppress the riots. To this was added that a group of cargo truckers decided to move to Cuatro Altos to demand firm responses to the high cost of fuel. On the second day of the strike, Colón woke up with a large presence of crowd control agents from the National Police in different parts of the province. It's worth mentioning that 9 public transport routes were paralyzed their service. Drivers of taxis and school buses also supported the call for CUCO. This group moved in a caravan from the outskirts of Colón to Cuatro Altos, where the bastion of the Colón coalition struggle is located. Meanwhile, the Vice Minister of Internal Trade and Industries, Omar Montilla, said that the delegation that will attend to the requests of these protesters was being defined. Despite the admission of a protection of guarantees and the provisional suspension of the agreement of the Municipal Council of the District of Panama that authorizes the construction of the new seafood market, Mayor José Luis Fábrega insists on carrying out the tender for the work. According to information on the Panama Compra portal, the tender remains, quote, current. And, in fact, next Tuesday, the 17th of May, the approval meeting will be held in virtual format so that companies interested in the project of $43 million can ask questions and clarify doubts. This tender was published on April the 25th, and the proposal submission date is June the 21st Its reference price is $43 million. You are invited to participate in the previous meeting and the approval of the construction of the new seafood market, says a note from the Mayor's Office of Panama, published on May the 5th in Panama Compra. In addition, it provides a link so that those interested can enter the approval meeting. The President of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames, confirmed on Tuesday that he aspires to be re-elected in office for the period of 2022 to 2023. We are soliciting the votes among the deputies. The vote is what defines the electoral reality of any person, said Crispiano Adames. He added that in addition to talking with his colleagues from the bench of the PRD, the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, he would also respectfully request the vote of the various benches that make up the plenary session of the legislature. Regarding the vice presidents of the Assembly, Deputy Adams said that there are several proposals on the table, and one of them is the possible re-election of the first vice president, Kyra Harding. Adams was elected president of the legislature on July the 1st of 2021 with 59 votes. He received the support of 15 deputies from Cambio Democratico, who now, by the way, face an internal process of expulsion and revocation of mandate. The PRD caucus is made up of 35 deputies, and its ally, Molly Reyna, has 5 deputies. Meanwhile, CD has 18, and 15 of those are considered dissidents, and the Panamanista Party has 8, and the Independent Caucus has 5. Guarantee Judge Irina Gutierrez legalized the arrest of a 21-year-old man who over the weekend appeared in a video on social networks burning a cat after it was dead. Gutierrez, who charged him with a crime against the environment in the form of mistreatment of domestic animals. In addition, the judge ordered a precautionary measure prohibiting the departure of the citizen from the province of Colón. The early decision and litigation section in charge of the prosecutor, Martha Castrellón, presented the case before the judge. The incident occurred on the 8th of May of this year in the Alajante district. The young man was apprehended by police officers during a raid on the 9th of May at a residence in the village of Las Lomas in the district of David. The video caused rejection among society in general, especially among animal protection groups, who asked for an exemplary sanction for the accused if found guilty. Under the slogan, "We want them back now, alive and safe, we love you," a group of women went to protest in front of the Attorney General's office to demand speed in the cases of missing women in Panama in recent days. Some 17 groups endorsed a statement in which they demanded from the government a comprehensive response to the number of disappearances of women and girls in Panama. El Colegio Nacional de Abogados de Panama, Todos con Vos, Palafa, Tremendas, Épicas, Sal de las Redes, Femina, Palabras Poderosas, Red Talks, Alianza de Mujeres de Panamá, World Pride Panamá, Voces de Mujeres Afrodescendientes en Panamá, Somos Trabajo Social, Nos Faltan Hermanas, among others, just some of the groups that signed the statement. The public ministry revealed on Monday that investigations are currently being carried out into the disappearance of 17 women in various parts of the country. According to the ministry, steps are being taken to locate the women and establish the causes of their disappearance. This report by the public ministry was given precisely one day before the protest announced by the groups that fight for women's rights in Porras Park. This is in front of the Attorney General's office in order to demand justice. "We're experiencing a crisis in terms of gender violence," said Helene Manolas, a student and member of the group Todos con Vos. According to Manolas, in Panama, one in every 7 women between 15 and 49 years of age suffers some type of violence and discrimination by the male gender. "The state must get involved and be part of the solution. Provide answers," she said. And from approximately 8:32 p.m. this Sunday, 15th of May, the total lunar eclipse can be seen in Panamanian territory. This eclipse will be fully visible in all the countries of South and Central America, and half will be seen in Eastern North America and part of Europe. It will also be observed in the countries of Africa, but not in the territories of Asia. Scientists have classified eclipses into partial, penumbral, and total. Well, in the partial, only part of the moon is hidden. In the penumbral, the moon enters the cone of penumbra of the Earth, and the totals are the entire lunar surface enters the cone of the Earth's shadow. Patricia Kesselman, astrologer and professor of astrology, explained to Clarín de Argentina that unlike solar eclipses, which can only be seen from a relatively small part of the Earth, a lunar eclipse can be seen from any part of the Earth where it is night. The SkyLive.tv channel will broadcast the eclipse from the observatories of the Canary Islands starting at 7:27 p.m. Panama time. According to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, the totality phase of the eclipse will last 1 hour and 24 minutes and 53 seconds, and it will start at 7:27 p.m. Panama time on Sunday. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this Wednesday morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.